What's the difference between DIY and doing it yourself? It's the difference between a part-time passion and a full-time business. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and the business tools you need to succeed. Let your ideas flow with AI that guides you but keeps you in the driver's seat. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Do it yourself. Go to Wix.com.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today, Instagram adds affiliate marketing, WordPress's next version may help your SEO, the world is going live, are your marketing campaigns ready, and details on our first ever Twitter space. It's Tuesday, June 8th, 2021. Happy Social Workers Day, Russia. I'm Todd Maffin from EngageQ Digital, and here's what you missed today in digital marketing. Lots to get to today. We start with a big announcement this afternoon from Instagram. In the coming months, they say they will begin testing an in-app affiliate tool that will let people get an affiliate link from a product they find on Instagram and earn commissions for any purchases they get from that link. To make this perfectly clear, this all happens inside the Instagram mobile app. The affiliate link, the purchase, the whole thing. Quoting the company, when people come across an affiliate post from a creator featuring a tagged product, they will see eligible for commission at the top of the post, so it's clear that their purchases help support that creator. This will make it easier for people to shop directly from the creators they love and give brands a new way to partner with and reward creators who share their products. Affiliate will test with a small group of US-based creators and businesses and will expand to more partners in the future. Also announced, they're making it easier to add an existing shop or open a new shop on an Instagram profile. And for creators who already have their own product lines, they can now link their shop to their personal profile in addition to their business profile. That is apparently available now. So that big affiliate announcement came today as Instagram kicked off its first ever Creator Week event, a live stream that aims to help creators and brands perform better on the platform. They call it a week, but it should more accurately be called Creator 3-Day Period. Although, you know, it doesn't have the same ring to it. And they also released a companion to the event, the second issue of their Instagram Insider online magazine. It comes with some interviews with creators, expert tips, and some advice on the algorithms. Nothing you don't already know. The feed favors recent content, so be active on the platform, blah, blah, blah. Not exactly strategy-defining stuff, said SocialMediaToday.com, quote, but it is interesting info to have, and in addition to the questions and answers provided in the first edition of the magazine, it does help to paint a broader picture of how it all works, unquote. The Creator Week sessions can be found as live broadcasts on the Creators account, that's at Creators, and you'll also be able to find replays there, as well as the algorithm-busting session, which happened this morning. To find it again, go to Creators, tap their bio, then tap the IGTV icon under their Stories Highlights circles. A big change coming next month for one of the world's biggest web platforms, WordPress, said yesterday it plans to launch its version at the end of July and finally support the WebP image format. WebP is relatively new. It's intended to provide high quality with smaller file sizes than PNGs and even JPEGs. Small size means faster load time, means maybe higher ranking in Google. WebP actually is a Google invention, which they open-sourced 11 years ago. It's only been in the last year or two, though, when people and browsers started using them. WordPress is the most popular CMS in the world, but it does warn there may be some web hosting servers that will need to upgrade their back-end to take full advantage of it. There'll be a section in the new WordPress version telling you if your server doesn't support it, so you won't have to guess. If you want to use WebP today, there are plugins that can convert images to that format, but bear in mind that if your image URL changes, as it would with a new extension, it could have implications for your image SEO. The new version of WordPress, which will be 5.8, will let you convert to WebP as well whenever you upload an image in a different format. YouTube keeps building its TikTok clone, which it calls Shorts. They've made the format available for a couple of months now in some countries. And now they are rolling out the Shorts camera, that's the set of editing tools, to more users. This expansion starts today, should reach everyone by the end of the month. And perhaps this is more important, they're also beefing up their music library, allowing Shorts creators to use the much broader YouTube music library. Which is where TikTok has seen significant success, says SocialMediaToday.com. Quote, with the platform also seeking to solidify its own links with the music industry as it becomes a bigger consideration for music publishers around the world. Indeed, TikTok has already proven its capacity to fuel music buying behavior. Fleetwood Mac's Dreams, for example, which was originally released in 1977, re-entered the Billboard Top 100 last year on the back of the viral clip of a skater cruising down the street. YouTube, which recently reported that it generated over $4 billion for the music industry last year, is keen to tap into that same shift, and the expansion of Shorts will help lean into this behavior and boost usage of the option, which YouTube clearly sees significant potential in moving forward, unquote. YouTube recently reported daily views of Shorts has gone from 3.5 billion at the end of last year to 6.5 billion, a slightly disingenuous number since they control distribution of the format. So, you know, if they want to see those numbers up, they just make the videos more prominent in the feed. Still, though, it's clear the format is here to stay. You know what may not be here to stay? Clubhouse. John Brandon, writing in Forbes this week, detailed his experience recently with the audio app. Quote, I held a Clubhouse chat recently inviting people to chat about productivity. In the app, I started inviting people left and right. A few months ago, when I was testing Clubhouse and writing about it more, this would lead to dozens of people joining in on the conversations, sometimes hundreds. But now, I noticed a few users I could always rely on to join a chat were not even members anymore. When I posted about the Clubhouse room on my Twitter feed, all I could hear were crickets. Clubhouse really failed to do anything new and different these last few months. You still can't record a chat. They only recently added Android access. The invite system starts penalizing you right away if you invite too many people, so then you sit helplessly with one or two people waiting for something to happen. In my room, it felt like the air had been sucked out through a vacuum. A visitor popped in, only to leave almost immediately, not waiting long enough to even see what we were talking about. It felt like this massive experiment in doing something novel by hosting an interactive podcast has suddenly collapsed into a heap, unquote. Yeah, the download numbers on Clubhouse are not looking great, and everyone from Facebook to LinkedIn to Spotify to Discord are creating Clubhouse clones. Twitter's clone is up and running. Feels like something that's been around for years, even though it's only a month or two old. And on that note, we are hosting our first ever Twitter Space later in the week. Details on that later in the episode.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We turn from live audio to live shopping, where the massive discount store Alibaba is now letting its cloud hosting customers conduct commerce-enabled live streams, all part of their effort to get a wedge in against Amazon. Quoting Inside.com, live stream shopping, which typically involves a host talking about products customers can purchase directly from the live broadcast, has exploded in popularity within China, accounting for $125 billion in sales in 2020. According to Alex Partners, two-thirds of Chinese consumers have purchased products via live stream in the past year. U.S. brands like the shoe company Allbirds and even American pop star Taylor Swift have participated in Alibaba's own massive livestream event, Singles Day. Alibaba made a record $74.1 billion in revenue last year on Singles Day, unquote. Yeah, livestream shopping is huge in China. The U.S. and other nations way, way, way behind. Amazon's been trying to catch up, having launched their own livestream shopping product, Amazon Live, in 2019. Well, with live streaming becoming a huge part of our digital marketing world, Instagram too wants a piece of that action. In the past, Instagram, like its parent company Facebook, like all the social platforms actually, reward people for trying its new things out by giving them increased reach. It's long been known that whenever Facebook rolls out a new post type or a feature, you get an algorithmic boost just by using it. Remember when Zuckerberg was infatuated with Facebook Live a couple of years ago? And for a few glorious weeks, your brand's live broadcast would show up super prominent in the Facebook feed? Well, now, Instagram wants to reward its creators' use of live streaming. And how do they plan to reward them? Hard cash, baby. Instagram Live uses a currency called badges and stars that let their viewers tip them. Starting this week, creators are eligible to earn an extra payout when they meet certain milestones while using badges in Live, such as going live with another account. They're also adding the ability for supporters to purchase multiple badges during an Instagram live stream, testing letting people send monetized stars during recorded content, and the whole stars currency will be added to 9 new markets. There's not really a direct digital marketing connection here, since these are more for individual influencers than brands, but it does show how seriously Instagram too is taking the live streaming space. Yesterday, we reported on two big Apple announcements that will affect our work as digital marketers, the forthcoming blocking of tracking pixels in its Mail app, and a place for users to see exactly what your brand's app is doing on their phone. I did miss one thing, though, and that's that Apple is trying to get into Zoom's space. They announced yesterday they'll make their FaceTime video chat option available on Android devices and Windows machines through a new web interface. More interestingly, you'll be able to schedule FaceTime sessions, and you'll get a link that people can click to join. There'll be background blurring, voice isolation, a new grid view. They didn't call out a specific release date for this, but it does seem likely to launch the same time iOS 15 does, sometime in the late fall. And finally, Google appears to be testing a new commerce-enabled carousel in the search results. It's titled Trending Searches and shows images based on a user's search that perhaps is trending upwards in search volume. All right, about that Twitter space. So it will be this Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific. That's 6 p.m. Eastern and 11 at night in London. Sorry about that. The topic will be what iOS 14.5 is doing to all of our ad campaigns. I expect to have some special guest experts with me. The only way to find it is to follow my Twitter account, which is at Todd Maffin. You'll find a link in today's episode notes. Again, that's this Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific. That's 6 p.m. Eastern. That's 11 p.m. London time. This will be my first ever space. So if I screw it up, even though it's not his product, we'll all blame Zuckerberg. Talk to you tomorrow. Daylight sun, coming down now. Come on, shine a little light on me. I am getting up. The sun is coming down. Come on, shine a little light on me. Daylight sun, coming down now. Come on, shine a little light on me. I am getting up. The sun is coming down. Come on, shine a little light on me.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit 2, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.